Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
WPOI St. Petersburg Clearwater.
Hot 101.5.
Tampa Bay's new hit music.
Here's Holly with what's hot in Hollywood.
Okay, so New York Magazine published really odd piece. It was an opinion piece on thecut.com, and it accused Priyanka Chopra of being a global scam artist who conned Nick Jonas into fraudulently marrying her.
Whoa, what? Those are some serious allegations.
Yeah. The article said, at times, marriage can be a beautifully wonderful union, blah, blah, blah. All Nick wanted was a possible fling with Hollywood's latest It woman, but instead he wound up staring straight at a life sentence with a global scam artist.
Wow.
I don't even know what the point of this whole thing was. I think it was just to drag Priyanka Chopra. And it wasn't a joke, because after it started getting backlash, New York Magazine edited the story by cutting a lot of the harsher things out. Like, they took out the phrase global scam artist, but it was still, the point was the same. And then finally, they pulled it entirely and issued the statement saying, upon further editorial review, we found the story did not meet our standards. We've removed it and apologized. Like, it was for real a slam piece.
What was the evidence in there saying that she was a con artist?
They allegedly had some kind of screenshots from something I don't even know what the evidence said. It was like that she's trying to become like this global superstar by any means possible, and that her team, what was it? Apparently, when Nick Jonas first reached out to her, he slid in her Twitter DMs and was like, my team says, I have people that say we should meet. And then she said, my team checks this. Why don't you text me? And they were using that as evidence that around the time in September 2016 when that happened, she was also talking to Tom Hiddleston, who was a big deal at the time. And they're saying that her team wanted her to choose the guy that gave her the most publicity. And it was something along those lines.
Okay, this is dumb. I mean, listen, I love Nick Jonas. I'll be the first person to say that. But if you're trying to be a global pop star, superstar, whatever, it's not going to be Nick Jonas that you're going to go after. Nick Jonas is very famous in his own right.
Right.
But that's not the person that's going to get you to be there. Sit down, whatever.
It was a real big mess.
Come to me when you actually have some solid evidence. Otherwise, sit down and shut up.
Thank you.
That's stupid.
Yesterday on Instagram, we got to meet Cardi B's little baby girl, Culture Chiari.
Oh.
Adorable.
Oh
my gosh, like such a cute baby.
Holly,
so, yes.
Let's be honest. Did that make your ovaries tingle a little bit?
A little bit.
Did you get a little of the baby fever again?
Just a little bit. It's just looking at babies just makes you want to just have one. Except then you're like, oh, wait a minute. They turn into sass mouth 5-year-olds. And then you're like, never mind. All right. So anyway, she posted a picture of her. And this is where we talked yesterday about how Cardi B and Offset split up, and she seemed real chill. And by the way, my friend Erin texted me later. She's like, I know why Cardi B didn't care, during that announcement. She's like, sometimes when you have a kid, you realize you don't love your husband because you love your baby.
True.
And then it puts it into perspective. I was like, well, that is valid. So maybe that happened to Cardi B. I don't know. But a lot of people are saying they think that the Cardi B Offset split is a stunt. I have two paths of thinking on this. Number one, it's not a stunt. And there's all these rumors that he's been cheating on her, including some evidence that he may have tried to set up a party of three while she was 8 months pregnant, not with her.
Oh.
So there's all that. And I'm thinking, well, that's obviously a reason why she would dump him and not feel bad about it. Then there's also people saying this whole thing is a hoax because TMZ basically broke this open where they said Offset has got like new music coming out, and he replied to Cardi's announcement with saying y'all won, which apparently that's the name of his new single.
Mm.
And so I don't know if it is a hoax. Mm. And plus, but there's a lot swirling right now. Way to keep your name hot, though.
Listen, that's how you do it. You put out a video saying that you're getting a divorce and you act all nonchalant about it. We're going to have some questions.
And then, like it's no big deal, then you throw up the first picture of your baby ever.
Interesting.
It's just, I'm just interested to see what comes out of all of this. That's What's Hot in Hollywood with Miguel and Holly on Hot 101.5.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.